Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
By your first name?
My name is Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N Financing, D-R-I-T-Z.
And the last name?
Blanc, B-L-A-N-C.
What's your birthday?
October 4th, 1995.
Haitian?
How'd you know?
Accent.
I still have it?
Barely.
Oh.
Barely.
Haitian, yes, sir.
Sometimes I get Jamaican and Haitian confused. I know they're completely different, but
yeah.
But I thought I could. What's your address? Five.
Five. Before I didn't want to give it because
all that stuff before is in the past.
Yeah.
Let me just so that you're aware of what we're doing. I'm gonna get your basic information here before I ask you any questions. Before I want to hear what you've got to say. Obviously, you know why we're here. If you want to give me your side, if you want to hear what I've got, before I can do that, I have to give you your rights. And I'm going to do that in a minute, but this is just your basic information.
Yes,
I'm not going to ask you anything personal, any of that kind of stuff at this point.
Yes, sir.
So if you just bear with me here for a minute,
of course.
Then we'll get into that. And again, it's up to you if you want to hear what I've got to say, if you don't. It's, obviously, there are some issues. No rubber hoses, no phone books, nothing like that.
What do you mean rubber hoses?
I mean, like, I'm not going to torture you. I'm not going to make you talk. I'm not going to, this is, you know, you look within yourself. And whether you want to speak, whether you want to hear what I've got to say and say nothing to yourself, that's all up to you. But before I do that, I got to get the basics. So, what's the address?
522 Northeast, 1st Avenue.
Apartment?
17.
Your phone number?
786-478-7795.
How tall are you?
I believe 5'10".
5'10",
I believe.
Okay, weight?
I haven't checked that
about
in a long time. 2'10".
Brown? Social?
Social.
Do you have a social security number?
Yes.
Why
would you need the social?
It's just part of the initial information. It's all of it.
I choose not to disclose that. Yes, sir. You can understand why.
No, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. What about work?
Delphi.
D-E-L-P-H-I?
Absolutely.
Where are they?
Fort Lauderdale.
What kind of work do you do?
Customer service. I assist individuals that have substance abuse, like marijuana, alcohol, just substance abuse.
Is that like a halfway house or a recovery program or?
It's not a treatment center. It's actually a call center based where we set these patients up with treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So we take the initial assessment just to determine where they stand at this point. And then at that point, point, they tell us if they want to proceed. If they don't, we try to get them to, you know, it's for your own good.
Okay.
That's why we want you to do that.
How long have you been there?
I actually just started.
Okay.
Yes.
In the past 6 months?
No.
Have you been there more than 6 months?
No.
All right, Cassandra, as I explained to you, before I can tell you what's going on, before I can tell you why you're in here, before I can even hear what you have to say, I have to give you your rights. I don't know if you've ever had these before, but they're pretty basic if you just follow along with me. You have the right to remain silent, to refuse to answer questions. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all I need, is whether you understand or not. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have the right to speak with an attorney before speaking to the police and have an attorney present with you during questioning now or in the future. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you decide to answer questions now without an attorney present, you will still have the right to stop answering at any time and speak with an attorney. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Understanding all those, do you want to hear what I have to say? Do you want to hear
what's going on here?
Okay. How far do you go in school?
How far did I go in school?
Right.
High school.
Okay. You read and write English okay? English,
yes.
English is your second language?
How
fluent are you in, it's not called Haitian, what's it called?
Creole.
Creole. How fluent are you in Creole?
Can barely speak it, but...
So English is your primary language?
At this point, yes.
Where'd you go to school?
Christopher Columbus High School.
Where's that?
Miami.
How long have you been in country? Were you born here, or were you born in Haiti?
I choose not to answer that question.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, any question that I ask you that you don't want to answer, just tell me that.
Of course.
This is not, as I said, this is just, the only thing I want from you, and let me make this straight from the start as well. I'm not going to play games with you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to try to trick you into anything. Within the next few minutes, you're going to find out where I'm coming from, but quite honestly, you already know it. And it's your choice whether you decide to be honest with me. The only thing that I would ask is to not lie to me.
Okay.
And we'll figure out. I mean, there's a reason for everything. Things happen for a reason. Even though I've been at this for quite a while, sometimes I don't know those reasons. So this is just kind of a little bit of us trying to get to the bottom of this and sort out. And
absolutely.
I don't want to make you into a bad guy. I don't know
absolutely
anything about you. I've never met you before.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been drinking this morning?
Have I been drinking this
right
morning? I had just a little shot of it. Not this morning, but...
Last night?
Yeah.
You seem pretty straight. That's what I mean.
I'm not drunk.
Okay.
I'm not under the influence at all.
Right.
You can test me.
No. You seem like just...
Yeah. I only drunk recreationally.
Okay.
Reason being is because if you can understand where I'm coming from, and it's... I was extremely emotional about this because... I took it upon myself to ask my wife, hey, listen, you know, would you like to go see... Well, first of all, she didn't want to go to the baby shower. There was a baby shower that was arranged. She didn't want to go.
When was this?
A few days, like, what's the Tuesday. This was supposed to be on a Saturday.
Okay.
So, I asked her if she wants to go to... visit her parents, and she chose not to. She just chose not to. And
this was last weekend.
This was this Saturday.
Okay, like 3 days
ago. So long story short, I was informed that detectives wanted to speak with me to, you know, get an understanding of what's going on, and I was extremely compliant. I wanted to help.
Now, when was that?
Yesterday.
Okay.
And I felt as though, you know, the conversation started while we were talking. You know, you asked me questions, I answered. Conversation was going well. And then at that point, at a certain point, I felt as though I was being accused, because the way they were explaining, the way they were at speaking to me, it was as if the perspective I got was as if you're accusing me of being responsible for that, and I was extremely upset about that, and I didn't appreciate it. So, you know, I started driving, you know, just to clear my mind. No speeding, obviously.
Right.
Just driving, calm my mind.
And this was yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yesterday being Monday.
Yes, sir. So I just, you know, took a little shot and just fell asleep.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
How long have you and your wife been married?
Since October.
October of, like, just recently, within?
Yes. This year.
6 months, 7 months?
Yes. What were you going to tell me?
I'm getting ready to get into all that. I'm just, I'm still just working on the background, trying to learn a little bit about you.
Okay.
What's your wife's name?
Martine.
How long have you all lived at that address? The First Avenue, Northeast First
Going
Avenue.
On 3 months.
3 months.
Going on. Yes.
When was the last time your wife is missing currently? Or hasn't been seen for a day or two?
My wife is missing. Well, here's what's going on.
Okay.
So,
are you two having marriage problems or
not at all?
Okay.
Not at all. We have a great marriage. So basically, I woke up and I saw a woman at my door.
When was this?
Tonight, actually.
Okay.
There was a woman at my door. And I was startled. Who are you? And she explained to me that I'm Martine's friend. She explained to me that, you know, you paid for the cell phone, you bought her the cell phone. Do you want her belongings, or should I just throw it out, or, you know, burn it? She gave me those options, and I said, well, I want it. I mean.
Now, it's like 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. About when was this?
5 a.m.
Okay.
Or 5 a.m.
Early this morning.
Yes, sir.
A couple hours ago.
Okay, yes, sir. And I've never met her before, never seen her in a day of my life.
Okay.
I was really scared because, like I told the previous detective, that this is why I didn't want to give my address,
mm-hmm.
for one, because I didn't want people knowing where I live, trying to kill me, kidnap me, you know, torture me, beat me up, whatever. You know, I didn't want to be a victim of anything. So
I've got to ask you one thing. Have you ever been treated for mental illness?
Mental illness?
Right.
Do you still have mental illness?
No, I'm asking you if you've ever been treated for it.
I don't have mental illness.
Okay, I didn't think so, but again, I don't know you, so I just have to ask. So the woman shows up. You don't know this woman. Describe her for me.
She's black. She said her name was, I think Shawnee, I think that's what she said. She's black. She has braids. She's a little short. She just came to, she came inside my apartment.
Older, younger?
Younger. She looked young.
Like what age?
She looked 19.
Tall, skinny, short, fat?
Short, skinny. And I asked her, how did you come in? She said, I used her keys. I put it down in the kitchen.
Now, she knocked on the door, or you opened the door?
She walked herself in.
Okay.
She walked herself in, and she just explained to me, here, read the text message.
Hold on. The keys, she let herself in with whose keys?
Martine's keys. And she had some kind of rag in her hand, and she just threw her belongings towards me.
Where are Martine's keys?
In the kitchen. She says.
In the kitchen in your apartment?
She says yes. That's where she put it. Yes.
What do her keys look like?
It's got a big M. And it's, yeah.
What did she do with her belongings?
She just threw it at me.
What were her belongings?
Her cell phone, her clothes. And she said she left the bag in the kitchen along with her keys.
Now, where's the cell phone now?
In the room.
Where
I was sleeping, in the bedroom.
She showed you a text message? On whose phone was the text message?
She told me, why don't you check the text message that she sent you? And I opened the text and I read it. And it's basically Martine just saying she's had enough. I've just read quickly. And she telling me she loves me. She doesn't want me to go through anything like that. You know, and I was just stunned, and I said, where is she? And she said, she's with my brother, and they're doing it right now.
So this woman says that your wife is having sex. Was that what
implying? No, not having sex, no.
Like, what's doing it?
So basically, the text message I read was Martine basically saying that... basically, long story short, I don't remember exactly what was said in the text.
Whose phone is it on?
My phone.
Where's your phone?
I wasn't able to bring anything with me.
I mean, did they use your phone at your house? Or,
yeah.
Or did you have it in your pocket?
Like, basically, the officers, they stripped me of everything.
But when they, did you have your phone on you? Did the officers take your phone, or was it in the apartment?
It was in the apartment.
What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
What kind of case?
Gray. Gray OtterBox.
I love those OtterBoxes.
Absolutely.
You see this? I drop mine three or four times a day.
I'm sorry, I'm just...
What kind of phone does she have?
There's a lot going on.
I understand.
You know, it's white. The same thing, iPhone. It's white. A white wallet case.
A wallet case.
Yes, sir. So basically, I read the text message. She was explaining, you know, her issues with her dad. She couldn't take it anymore. You know, basically, it was basically a lot of, like, animosity towards him through the text message. And she basically was like, you know, I did it, you know.
And did what?
Like, she was responsible for her dad's death.
Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, she said she was helped, you know, an individual named Juan.
Juan?
Yeah, Juan. And she said she took something about taking care of him, too. You know,
She killed Juan, too?
She said, yeah.
Had you known your wife to be violent before?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all, but a lot of weird things have been happening lately.
Wasn't your wife pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Whose child was that?
My child.
Your child? Okay.
Yeah, 6 months. She's still capable of, you know, still walking, moving,
right.
Doing chores. The only thing she can't do is bend.
Let me just, to make sure that I understand this right, basically, this woman shows you a text, or no, the woman tells you, check your text messages.
Check my phone.
Check your phone. You open up your phone, and you have a text message. Is it showing that it's coming from your wife?
Yes.
So it's not somebody else pretending to be your wife, it's coming from your wife's phone.
Yes.
And it says, does she say anything about killing her father?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said it.
When did she send the text message?
I was asleep. I didn't even realize that I even got a text message like that. She you know, she told me, you know, why I was confused. She said, why don't you check your phone to see, you know, what's going on?
Well, let me ask you this before I get confused. When you opened up your phone, did it show up as a new text message? You know how you get that little thing saying you have a text message?
Yeah.
When was the last time that you looked at your phone last night? Like, what time did you lay down or go to bed?
Well, then I don't remember.
I mean, was that text message on there at 10 o'clock last night?
I don't think so.
9 o'clock last night? I mean, have you checked your phone since 9 or 10 o'clock last night?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it didn't show up as a new text message?
So basically, after the father was missing,
mm-hmm.
Martine's, like, whole demeanor has changed. She basically doesn't want to be out. I told her Investigations wants to come see you. I texted her that because her phone isn't... There's something wrong with her phone as far as calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted her. I said, Investigations need to see you because, you know, you not showing up, it makes you look really bad.
And this was yesterday sometime? Okay. Let me ask you this. When was the last time that you had seen her father?
Saturday.
Okay. When was the last time that you saw your wife?
Same day, Saturday.
You didn't see her Sunday? You didn't see her Monday?
I saw her on Sunday.
Okay.
I saw her Sunday. I saw her, well, today.
Today's Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Did you see her yesterday, Monday at all?
Did I see her yesterday? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I saw her yesterday.
Where did you see her yesterday?
At home. She's always home.
Okay. Does she work?
She worked at Aetna and she quit. And I thought that was kind of strange because, you know, that was her highest paying job yet, as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually helped her get that job. And she said that she wasn't comfortable with being on the phone call. She works in a call center for Aetna. And she didn't feel comfortable. And she said she's just going to quit and find something else. She's the type of person that quits jobs and starts new ones. And
how long ago did she quit?
About, I think, a week and a half.
Okay. So you saw her sometime yesterday, morning, afternoon?
Yesterday, I saw her all day up until Investigations told me to come by.
What time was that about?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't remember. It was maybe...
Before lunch, after lunch?
I'm sorry. I'm really not thinking straight right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Let me take some time to think. Because they called me.
Mm-hmm.
They called me, and I called them back, and I told them I would come right then and there.
When they called you, where were you?
At home.
And was your wife there with you when they called you?
Yes.
Okay, so...
They said, they asked me, is your wife able to come? And I forgot I had cuffs. When they said, are you able to bring your wife? And I said, of course, I'll bring her with me.
Okay.
And Martine, after I hung up, I approached Martine about it, and Martine said, no, I'm not going because I wasn't there, I'm not involved in that, I was, you know, I don't know why I have to go, you know, just...
So was this yesterday morning, like around breakfast time, around lunch time, when you went down to Hollywood?
I have to check my call log, honestly.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer that because I really don't remember.
Okay. Was it daytime?
I think it was evening.
Okay.
I think it was evening.
Well, that's not that long ago.
Yeah.
You mean towards like the end of the afternoon type thing?
I think 7, maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. So that was later in the evening. Did you see her, your wife, again after that?
No.
What time did you come back to your apartment?
So I texted Martine. I said, you need to come. And I came back home and I didn't see her. She said something about her being, I think she said she's with her sister.
What kind of car does your wife have?
She doesn't drive. She said that she was picked up by her sister. So that they can go to the movies together because, you know, she lives in Winter Haven.
Now, you talk to her on the phone or?
Text message.
Okay, so you're texting back and forth.
Yeah.
All right. So, you get back to your apartment, she's not there. When you last saw her, or when you left, so she, and I just want to make sure I got this right, when you went down to talk to the detectives, and these are the Hollywood detectives, right?
Yes.
When you went down to talk to them, your wife was in the apartment?
Yes, when I left, she was there.
Okay. And that was sometime in the later afternoon, early evening?
Yes.
What was your wife wearing?
Just
think for a minute.
She wasn't really wearing anything. She was just under the covers.
So she was in bed?
She was in bed, under the covers.
Nightgown, t-shirt?
Yeah, she was wearing a gown.
What color?
I believe it was blue. Or the black one. It was the black one. It was a black gown.
Why was she in bed that time of day?
She's always in bed.
Oh, that's right. She's 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. She's okay. Always sleeping, falling asleep. I have no issues with that.
How's your pregnancy going?
She had a healthy baby boy. I always went to the doctor's appointment with her. Regular checkups. Never missed an appointment with her. I was, a very serious dad. I wanted to be involved and. We had plans to name him after me. We had all types of these plans. We've even called Herbalife to start a college fund, and we were going to start saving, even though he's not born yet.
It's important to do that for kids right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's never too early. People would have said before he's even born, And it makes sense because Martine actually had a miscarriage before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the type of person, she doesn't like traditional practices. She doesn't like the hospitals. She doesn't like giving birth through epidural. She wanted to give a water birth. She asked the doctor about that. She asked the doctor if she had to be at the hospital, she can be at home. She doesn't like the traditional way of giving birth, if that makes sense.
Was she going to have a boy or a girl?
A boy. Wait, which one?
The one she was going to have now?
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Well, have you all picked out a name already?
After me.
What was the name going to be? The full name?
Cassandra's Block Jr.
Okay.
Oh, wait. There's a middle name. I think Josiah.
Okay.
It's Lear. She told me. I always forget. Something about watching over God. Not watching over God. Watching over your. I'm not even going. I don't even remember.
Okay. Is your wife Haitian also?
Yes, absolutely.
Where did y'all meet?
We actually met in school. We met through school and we started talking and we just saw each other frequently, and at some point we started seriously talking, and then we hung out. I met her dad, I met her mom, I met her brother, I met the entire
family. You get along
family.
With the family?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, of course, they're Haitian, they have their ways of, education first. If you know anything about Haitian parents, they are the typical Haitian parents. But, I've never had an issue with mom, never had an issue with dad. They've never had an issue with me. The only issue they had was how she moved out without, the blessing and whatnot. And the same thing with the marriage. So they still were upset about that, how she did that and we didn't finish school, and what have you.
I'm sorry, I find it an interesting story, but let's go back to, so you leave, she's in bed.
Yes, sir.
You go down and you talk to Hollandale or Hollywood?
Hollywood.
You do go down and talk to Hollywood people, Hollywood investigators. You finish up there about what time? Is it dark out when you finish up there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where do you go then?
Where did I go?
Mm-hmm.
I just took a drive around the city. I didn't go straight home, to be very honest with you.
Any idea what time you got home? Did you go anyplace else between driving and coming home? Did you go out for dinner? You go out for drinks? You go out for...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You come home about what time?
I believe it was...
Approximate, it doesn't.
I have to check my phone because I wasn't really paying attention to the time because, you know, the way it ended, I didn't really appreciate that. So
the way what ended?
You know, the conversation with the detectives.
Oh, with the Hollywood.
Yeah, because you know I came, I showed up, I gave you my side of the story. And they started to tell me how, you know, we didn't see a man, a Hispanic man in front of the door or a van, not a Hispanic man, the van. And I'm looking at them, how are you going to tell me if that's exactly what I saw in the background, a van? I'm not crazy at all. I mean, you can have a, a physician test me. I mean, I'm not mental at all. I know what I saw. You know, I was just very sensitive.
Well, that's an issue that you have with them, but
yeah.
So I'm just trying to sort out the
so
last
I was,
night.
That's the reason why I was driving around the city. Plus, I felt as though because after they asked me for my address,
mm-hmm.
And I declined that because I do have that right to decline it. They thought it was suspicious of me to just decline.
Right.
Giving my address, I can understand why, and I gave them my reasoning as far as why not, because I don't want anything to happen to me. Well, now obviously you guys already know where I live. It's now going to be on a report. That's what I didn't want to, that's what I wanted to prevent. So that's why I declined. So I felt as though I was being followed.
I mean, you felt you're being followed by what?
Hollywood police.
Last night?
Yeah. Absolutely. So it started off with me just calmly driving,
mm-hmm.
you know, just driving to relax my mind, and then I noticed two cars that were following me everywhere, like, just following me. Like, I would, for example, I would be in the middle section, they would be in the middle section behind me, I would go on the turning lane, they would go there, and then last minute I would go this way, and then they would follow.
And you think those were the police?
Yes, it was a regular vehicles.
It doesn't sound like they were very good at following you then, if you figured it out.
Because when I looked at the tag, it was a regular Florida tag.
Mm-hmm.
If it was not Hollywood police, then I feel like it was those people that were at my apartment.
Let's go back to that. Get home sometime after dark. Do you talk to anybody after you get home? You make any?
No.
Okay. You just chill out there. You have a, what'd you say? You had a shot or something?
Yeah, I had a shot and I just went to bed.
What'd you drink?
It was
what's your drink of choice?
A pint of, the officer asked me the same thing. Mango, I forgot the name brand. Name some name brands.
Mango brandy or?
It's mango's a flavor.
Vodka?
Not vodka.
Rum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't drink anything mango. I eat mango. Okay, so you have one of those little bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a shot of that and I fell asleep. Well, no, not one of those little bottles. I actually had a pint, like this size.
Okay.
But it was up to here and I just took it and it relaxed my nerves.
Okay.
And just went to sleep.
Oh, like schnapps? Mango schnapps or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that would be. So you crash. The next thing you know, does anything happen between when you crash and when you're woken up by the woman?
I was waiting for my wife to come home. I thought she was with her sister at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, did she send you a text message saying she was at the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got picked up by her sister to go to the movies. And it wasn't true.
But she told you that.
Yes, sir.
And it came from her.
Yes, sir.
And about what time was that? Any idea?
11.
11 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
When was did you talk to her on the phone at all after you left yesterday? When you went down for your interview? I know you said you had several text messages with her. Did you ever speak with her after you left the apartment?
Yesterday?
Right.
Yeah, she was home. Yesterday when it was the interview,
Right, that's what I mean. You get in the car and you drive. Did you go to the Hollywood station?
Yes, sir.
You drive to the Hollywood station. I know between, say, yesterday evening, early evening, and this morning sometime, you had text messages from your wife. Did you ever talk to her on the telephone?
No.
Did you all normally just communicate through text messages?
Recently, we had to.
Are you not?
The last few weeks, because something's been messed up with her phone in particular. I had the same issue for a little bit, but you know, I was able to actually call out, but she needed to get her phone fixed. I've been trying to get her to go to AT&T, you know, keep prolonging it, and that's an issue because you need a phone to call. So I came home, I saw the text message about her going to the movie theaters with her sister because, you know, they were hanging out.
What movie were they going to? Any idea? Did she tell you?
I didn't ask. The reason I didn't ask is because when she and I go to the movie theaters, we just choose whichever one is either in the area or has the movie that we're looking for playing.
So you don't have a particular theater that you
go to? Yeah, we don't, because we use AT&T Thanks. It gives you a discount. And whatever movie we both decide on, we first start off with the one that's nearest us, see what time they're playing. If it doesn't fit, we go to the next nearest one, mm-hmm. so on and what have you. So we don't have a designated movie theater, but to name you a few, AMC.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, she didn't tell you which one you were going. She was going to, and you don't know which one she went to,
yeah.
right? So
I mean, I trusted her. It's her sister. I mean, I don't see why not. But I thought it was her sister.
You think she's screwing around on you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
So this woman shows up this morning somewhere around, what did you say, 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
And tell me again, she knocked on the door and woke you up, or she came in and woke you up?
She opened the door.
Did you wake up when you heard the door open, or did she wake you up?
She woke me up.
How?
She just, hey.
She came into your bedroom? Where were you sleeping?
In the bedroom.
You didn't hear her come into the apartment?
Well, we just moved into the apartment. When I'm asleep, I don't really hear anything unless you're yelling at my ear.
Okay.
We just moved in. We don't really have furniture. We were actually planning to do that. It's been 2 months. You know, we just have a blow-up bed. We were actually going to get a bed. We actually were going to get the bed that I had when I was living with my parents. It's a big old bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to bring that to the apartment. We also bought a refrigerator. That's why I had bought a hand truck to move the refrigerator and put that in. So, you know, we just decided, forget it, you know, it doesn't.
Where's the refrigerator?
We sold it back.
Okay.
Yeah, we sold it back. Brought it back, and, I had to bring it down the stairs. So the woman tells me that, another one of the belongings was the hand truck.
She carried all this in?
No. She told me where it was located. She said it was located underneath the leaves, and
under what leaves?
Under the leaves, and she said there was blood on it, and I said, are you serious? And she said, yes, so you need to take care of that. And I said, okay. So I just
under the leaves where?
Under the leaves where the vehicles are parked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, is there a pile of leaves there? Or?
Yeah.
So the woman comes in, she's inside your house, she gives you your wife's phone,
mm-hmm.
and what else does she give you?
And she tells me where the hand truck is located.
Okay.
So that's...
When was the last time you saw the hand truck?
When it was sitting in my apartment.
When you went to the police interview yesterday?
It was in my apartment. So...
And when you came back last night, where was it?
Well, she told me it was downstairs, and it had blood on it, and I never had blood on my hand truck, so that's why I had took some cleaning gloves,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want to touch all of that, and I just took a trash bag. It smelled really bad, and I just took it.
The hand truck smelled bad?
And I threw it out. Yeah.
Okay. And who did this woman say she was again?
I just said it. I forgot the name.
How did she know your wife?
They're friends, she said.
Okay. And what?
She said, I'm her friend.
And what did her brother have to do with it?
Her brother wasn't in the apartment. She said her brother is taking care of the situation.
Okay.
About the text message.
Taking care of, what did you take that to mean?
So basically, my wife, she, after she said that she was, you know, responsible for her dad's passing, she said she didn't want to, something about not wanting to be in prison with a baby, giving birth, losing a child.
She said all this in a text message?
And yeah, she sent a really long paragraph. I was like, I had to scroll through.
Is that still on your phone?
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you get into your phone?
How do I get into
it? Yeah, do you have a passcode on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to give me that code? We need to get the message.
Yes, I can give it to you.
What's your code?
But I don't know her. I don't know her passcode. Her passcode, it's...
As long as we can get it off your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's important.
So, basically, my wife, she texted me a huge paragraph.
Right.
Straight from her number, because she does tell me how she gets random text messages. Not text messages, like a random text off of a random number, but this one was straight from her.
Well,
and only she knows the passcode
on
her phone.
Okay.
So it had to be her.
So you don't know her passcode?
Not at all.
So in this message, and we'll try to pull that up down the road here, she tells you that, if I understand you right, basically she admits to killing her father.
She talks
about... How did her father die?
Her dad?
Yeah.
She shot her. Him. Him. She
okay.
shot him.
So she says that she shot her father, and
the man that helped him, Juan. She says.
And she shot Juan too.
Something about some. She sent me a text message, like towards me.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with "I love you, Cassandra," and then she sent me a paragraph's worth, and then she also sent me what she sent her sister. She said. And I'm reading this, and I know it's towards her sister because you see her sister's name comes up a lot, Joanne,
right.
Joanne, Joanne.
Well,
so I was reading it, and a lot of what I was reading was like really bad hatred towards her dad.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can sort all that out later, but why is she telling you all this, and then this other woman's bringing her stuff back to you? Like, what was
she in the text message? She said that she wanted to kill herself,
mm-hmm.
And after she died, she wanted to be burnt, like into fire.
Did she say how she was going to kill herself?
A gun, using the woman's brother's gun.
What kind of... Does she have a gun?
Does she have a gun?
Right.
Not her, but sounds the way the... Well, actually, I don't know, actually. She may very well have a gun, but based on the text message, it sounds like she doesn't, because Martine is asking her for her brother's gun, if that
okay.
makes sense.
So, if I understand this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, she's saying that, and it's all written down somewhere, so she's saying that she shot her father... And then she shot the other guy too?
Yes.
So that's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, and you think it was the other guy's gun that she used.
Perhaps.
Have you ever seen her with a gun before?
No.
Do you have a gun?
No.
Okay.
And speaking of, so basically another thing she gave me, like threw at me, was the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It came in a box with a bag. And I looked, she before I opened it, she said, you're probably really gonna need this. And I said, need what? And then I opened it, I saw the gun.
Holy shit. Tell me what the gun looked like.
It's literally the gun. It's got like a cylinder type thing.
Okay, so do you know the difference between a revolver?
That's what it is.
And a semi-automatic.
Revolver.
Semi-automatic has...
I know what it is. It's a revolver.
Where you pull the...
Absolutely.
And a revolver's got the wheel that folds out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
black or silver? Chrome.
I think it was...
Stainless, gray, black?
I think it was black.
Okay.
I think.
Big
black
gun?
Black or silver?
Big, little?
Small. And... I'm looking at it like, holy shit, like, I've never touched a gun before. I've never had a gun, I've never purchased one, never had one. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, holy shit, and then it's got the box of ammunition.
Right.
And I'm looking at it and
it's got all of it, the gun and the ammunition?
She said, you're probably gonna need this.
Okay.
You're probably gonna really need this.
Why would you need it?
Because I don't know. She feels as though maybe people are gonna come looking.
And she handed this to you?
Yeah. She just said you're probably gonna need this.
Where's that now?
It's in the apartment, in my bedroom.
Okay.
I made the mistake touching it, but I
right.
never obviously.
Well, I mean, she handed it to you, so.
I never used it, and.
Where in your bedroom?
Either it's on the bed or on the floor because I immediately put it away.
Okay.
Let
me ask you this. Is there anything else in that apartment that this woman brought in that belonged to your wife? Is your wife's phone in there?
Yes.
Where's the phone?
In the bedroom because she threw it at me. Remember?
That's the one in the white wallet.
Yeah.
Your wife's keys are in the kitchen. That's the one with the M on it.
Yes.
Anything else that she gave you that belonged to your wife?
Clothes and...
And where are they?
In the room.
In the bedroom or in the...
In the bedroom, yes, sir.
Okay, and what are they? Are they folded up? Are they in a box? Are they in a...
Just munched up. It wasn't even folded. It's like this and just...
Anything else that she... Did she bring you anything in a box? Did she bring you anything in a bag? Did she bring you anything in a sack?
Yeah. The gun I told you and
right.
the ammunition, like it's got a whole case of ammunition.
But I mean, how did she bring that in? That's what I'm asking. What was it? Was it all? Was she
in
just
the bag,
carrying it
in the bag? Yeah, and she had a rag. She had a rag that she was holding, and she was just holding it.
What kind of bag?
It was like a church type bag. It
church.
Yeah, it was like brown with, most of it is brown, and it had like a purple logo on it.
You mean like a woman's purse?
Mm-hmm. A church bag. It's...
I don't know what a church bag is.
Basically, if you've ever been to church, they give you like little goodie bags.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Where's that bag?
It's in the apartment with the box.
With what box?
The box with the revolver and the ammunition.
Oh, so that's in the...
Yeah.
And the other crap was in there
it,
too?
I don't think it's there anymore because I was touching it.
Okay.
Please don't take it the wrong way. I really never used it. Neither one of them.
No, I understand that, but I'm just trying to find out. We're going to need to grab that stuff. Do we have your permission to go in and get the gun and her personal stuff?
Yeah.
Yes, no?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, of course.
And you think that bag is still in the apartment? Where in the apartment?
In the master bedroom.
Okay. Anything else that this woman brought in that you can think of?
center.
I'm going to grab some water. You need anything else?
Maybe another.
Another little bag of chips? What do you want? I think you got a choice. We got chips or we got cookies?
I'll take the cookies.
Okay. Yes. All right. Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
I appreciate you filling in the blanks here for me.
Of course.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My wife didn't feed the cats.
I wish I could say that.
What's that?
I said I wish I could say that.
Does your wife have a brother?
A brother?
Yeah. Down here, that lives down here.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
I mean, she may very well have, because...
That you know of?
That I know of, no. Because, to my understanding, she has a total of 3 brothers. The oldest one, Ryan, he lives in Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
The second oldest lives with mom in Hollywood, and the youngest boy, no one knows where he is at all. No one knows where he resides, no one knows his phone number. It's like he's vanished
right
from the earth. Yeah. Why'd you ask?
There was a phone call that came in. They were trying to figure out whether it was one of your wife's brothers. Where do you think your wife is now?
Where do I think she is?
Right.
I don't know. That's why I was walking around to see you, because after everything was done with, I was walking around to see, you know, where she could have been.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, in the area, I was walking, and then I just...
Like, walking in what area? You're losing me there.
Let's say I live here. I was walking here.
When was that?
This morning. I was honestly just looking for her, and as I said, you know what, I'll just, when I'm done putting everything up as far as the ladder, like throwing it away.
What were you throwing away the ladder?
The truck. It's full of blood. Yeah, she told me where it's located. And
where was that next? Was it upstairs or downstairs where she told you it was?
Downstairs.
You said it was under the leaves?
Downstairs, yes, sir.
So you go down those back stairs. Where was it from there?
In the leaves.
Like, but where are the leaves?
Remember I told you where the car is parked?
Mm-hmm. Where your car is parked?
Well, behind it.
Which car is yours?
White Challenger.
Okay, behind it in that alleyway?
Yes, sir.
It was just sitting there, laying there?
Yeah, it was covered. She said it's covered over there underneath those leaves.
Now, why is she bringing this stuff back to you?
Well, and she advised me that basically she wanted me to see if I wanted to just get her belongings to be just thrown out, like if she and her brother were going to take care of it, mm-hmm. or if I wanted to take care of it, and I chose I wanted to keep the phone.
I thought your wife had already killed her brother. Your wife told you that she had killed her father and the guy that helped her. She had killed him too. Mm-hmm. That wasn't this woman's brother?
No.
Okay, a different
Juan,
person.
Basically, Juan is supposedly the guy's name that helped her kill her dad, okay. supposedly.
And how do you know Juan?
I don't know Juan at all. I don't even know him. And then the brothers, she didn't, as far as I know, she didn't kill because she wanted to kill herself based on the message. She didn't want to, like I said.
Well, did this woman say that your wife was already dead? This one that
she said? She said, my brother is taking care of it. And
so her brother was going to kill your brother, your wife killed her father and Juan.
So it sounds like my wife killed herself, or she's the type of person that she, how can I say it, she doubts herself a lot. She doubts, she's easily scared, so a lot of times
but she would have killed herself in a 5 or 6 hour period, because she was alive at 7 o'clock when you went to 6 o'clock when you went to Hollywood. She was alive when you got the text message at 9 o'clock after the interview.
I told her, you need to go see investigations right now because they're wanting to speak to you today, tonight. It's very serious. It's your dad. Your dad
and
is
And you
dead.
Think that's why she killed herself?
I think so. She admitted it in the message. She didn't want to go through the consequences.
Cassandra, I just want to make sure that I've got this right, because I don't want to take notes and be completely off on this. If you go down and you talk to the Hollywood guys, they're getting a little confrontational with you. It kind of throws you off. You leave, somebody's following you. You go back to your place.
Two cars.
A couple people are following you. You go back to your place, you do a shot, you crash. You're not that concerned about your wife, because you're getting a text message from her saying that she was there when you left at about 7 p.m. Monday. About 6 p.m. Monday or whatever it was.
I wasn't concerned because I left.
And she sent you a text message saying...
I left and she was there. And when I said I'm coming to pick you up, she was like, I'm at the... Joanne picked me up to go to the movie theater.
And this was sometime around...
After... When I said, you need to go to see investigators.
Okay, this was after you'd already talked to the investigators.
Right.
8 after or 9 o'clock.
After I texted her to say, I'm coming to pick you up so that we can go together for
to
you
talk.
To speak to investigation.
Okay, so 8 or 9 o'clock last night.
And it's like something like that. And
okay.
And it's like she...
Well, bear with me for a minute. We'll come back to that. So that's the last time that you actually hear from her, correct? Well... that you're actively texting back and forth. You go back somewhere around midnight before, after, have a shot, and crash. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it's somewhere around 4 o'clock, and there's a woman in your bedroom that you don't know who she is. She's waking you up. She tells you to check your phone. Am I right so far? Because I don't want to
yes.
be putting... I just want to make sure that what I've got is...
Yes.
She tells you to check your phone. You've got a message on there
mm-hmm.
from your wife
mm-hmm.
that says, condensed version, I killed my father, I killed this other guy.
Basically her admitting what she did, her saying she's scared to go through consequences, and then her saying she's just gonna kill herself.
Okay, so she admits
with the woman's brother's gun.
Did she say that in the text message?
Yes.
So she tells you, I killed my father, I killed the other guy, and I'm not gonna turn myself in, I'm gonna kill myself with my friend's brother's gun.
I think that's why she wasn't right, to answer your question, yes. I think that's why she didn't want to confront investigations. That's why she didn't want to show up, since the moment we found out Dad was missing, mm-hmm. I feel like that's why she didn't want to show up.
So this woman's basically coming in saying, telling you that your wife's dead, or pay attention, your wife's dead, and here's a gun that she used to kill herself?
No, she said that my brother's taking care of it. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to need this. So
that's not the gun that your wife killed her father with?
I believe it is, because she just handed it to me, and it seems as though that is her brother's gun, because based on the text message, her brother is the one that's using the gun so that she can kill herself. So it may very well be she either doesn't have one or has one. I honestly don't know these people.
So do you think that's the same gun she used to kill herself?
I mean, the way she said my brother's taking care of it, it sounds to me like maybe he was either helping her with the process or cleaning up the aftermath or whatever.
Okay. But was your understanding was that that gun killed both her father and her?
Yes.
Okay. Did she tell you where she shot her father?
No.
Okay. So this woman comes in, she gives you the gun, she gives you her personal possessions, her whatever she had, the small stuff. The hand truck, though, how did this woman get the hand truck?
How did she get the hand truck?
Right.
It was basically, they must have taken it out because it was in the apartment. They must have taken it out, and because it was in the apartment the entire time, I don't understand how it would have went from here to there. The only way is if either she moved it or...
Where in the apartment was it?
Where in the
For
apartment?
For the past couple days.
Where the air conditioner would be.
Was that living room, bedroom?
Living room, yeah, where the... inside, like you...
Is it one of those big hand trucks, like 5 feet tall type thing?
It's one of those hand trucks that you can move the refrigerator.
So a heavy-duty one, not a little small one.
Heavy-duty.
Was that there when you went down to the police department yesterday?
I didn't really pay attention to that.
Did you see it yesterday?
I didn't...
When was the last time you saw it?
I didn't need to use it ever since I used the refrigerator.
When did you move the refrigerator?
I would say 2-3 weeks ago.
But that's... It's fairly big and it's in your living room. You had to see it. There's not much in your living room.
No, no, no. In the actual air conditioner. Like, there's a door and you put it inside.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and then you close it up.
Like a little closet in there where the air conditioner water heater sits. That type of thing.
Honestly, I think she must have already had it, or maybe took it before she left.
Your wife?
Whoever. I have no idea. I just know I used it to move the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to make sure that you understand me, because I appreciate you talking to me. I appreciate you listening to... I've talked to you. I've asked you some questions. Some of them you've answered honestly. Some of them I don't think you have. But at least...
Which one do
you
think?
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. At least you're speaking to me. Obviously, you've got to know you're in some pretty serious trouble now. The police department, they grabbed a hold of you. They put you in handcuffs. They put you in the back of the car. They got you sitting here handcuffed to a table. And you haven't even asked me why. And I understand things throw people off. And
I already asked them why. They told me because of suspicious activities.
Okay.
Because I was walking with my hoodie.
I think you deserve me being straight with you. I told you when I came in here that I wouldn't play games to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to do that type of thing. So I want to give you the chance to clear things up. The police were following you yesterday after you left, but you already kind of knew that. When you went to Walmart, what did you buy at Walmart?
When I went, what did I buy?
Right.
I didn't buy anything.
Well, you came out with a bag. I mean, they're going to know. They're going to find a bag and the receipt and they'll go back to the store.
Oh, gloves, yeah. Gloves.
The rubber gloves.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't
remember. No, that's all right. And again, Cassandra,
I'm sorry, I didn't remember.
That's fine. I like you personally. I find you interesting to talk to. But within the next few minutes or two, you're going to have to make that decision. Either you're going to be straight with me and you're going to give me some reasons and you're going to get this off your chest and you're going to start working in that direction. Not only were they following you in the car, but there was more than two. There were several more. They followed you to the store. They saw what you bought. And when you went back to your apartment and you parked the car down at the end, they sat there and they waited. They waited and they watched. And they watched, and they watched, and they saw you come out, and they saw you go down and get the dumpster. They saw you come back. They saw you go down and put the cart in the other dumpster. There wasn't a woman. Just get it off your chest. Tell me what happened. I mean, just let it go. I mean, I understand how shit happens, and I understand things just go sideways, but it sounds to me like you just made some really bad choices and found yourself in a really bad spot. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. But just give me, I mean, tell me what really happened. Like, why?
What do you mean it doesn't mean it's the end of the world?
You know what happened. I need to know why. I mean, did she come at you? Was it an argument? Was it a...
What do you mean it's not the end of the world?
I mean, you're not dead. Although I can look at you right now and I can see that you're sorry for what happened. I can see remorse. I can see somebody who's a grown man who's a little concerned, who's fearful about what's going to happen next. I've never been in your position, but I can tell you from doing this job for many, many years, the only thing that's going to give you some peace and the only thing that's going to at least start to get you at least, you got to be truthful. You got to be honest. From this point forward, you just got to tell me what happened. You know they were watching you, but you already knew that. You knew that they just didn't happen to stumble upon you. The guys were sitting in the alley for 4 or 5 hours. That's why they called the patrol units to come down and grab hold of you. They've already pulled her out of the dumpster, out of the one small one. They pulled the handcart out of the other. They're doing search warrants to go into the house. You didn't mean for this to happen. I can look at you and tell. I can sit here with you right now and know that you didn't mean for any of this to happen. That something happened that just kind of pushed this out of control. That something just started spinning around. But that's what I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me your side. I told you I wasn't going to play games with you. I want to be able to go back to the prosecutor. And I want to tell him, yeah, he fucked up. But he's remorseful. I mean, you didn't mean for this to happen, right? There's no way that this was... You didn't plan this out. I mean, I say that, but...
So, when you say that about someone, what typically happens with the person?
You know, a lot of it depends. A lot of it depends because every case is different. I've been in this unit...
I'm just wondering...
I've been in this unit for 19 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't, and again, I'm not going to be one of these guys that's going to sit here and say, look, you tell me the truth, and I'll take care of it, and I'll make it go away, because I can't do that. I can tell the state that you were cooperative, that when confronted, you came forward, and you said what happened. I mean, look, you're not a fucking killer. You're not a killer. You're eating fucking cookies. But something tripped, something flipped, and I want to know what it was. I mean, I want to be able to go forward and say, yes, he was cooperative. Yes, when confronted, he explained it to me. I mean, he said, what happened? Just like, what happened? Get it off. I guarantee you're going to feel better. I can tell you from doing this for 19 years, just let it go. Otherwise, it's going to eat at you and eat at you and eat at you and eat at you. I know that you did not want to kill your wife. I know you didn't. I know that you didn't. But something tripped. I mean, obviously, she's been dead more than 5 or 6 hours. What happened?
I just need some time to eat my cookies. So
okay.
Hungry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Again, that's all this has come down to now. I mean, this is just your side. I've got all the other stuff. We've collected the stuff. You know how phones work. The phone tracking system. Like, if I send you, if I'm sitting here, and I send you a text message, it's going to show up on your phone. When I go back and pull those reports with it, now not the regular phone report, but when I pull the report with a court order, it's going to tell me not only where my phone was when that text message was sent, but where your phone was when it was received. And it's going to tell me that within several yards. It's going to give me pretty specific geolocations, geo areas. We know what's going to happen with if the text message is still on your phone or her phone. We know that the phone was going to be with you. They've been tracking your phone, and they've been tracking her phone. I mean, it's just about, this is the one chance that you really have.
Why do you say I killed my wife?
Because she's dead. Because you put her in the dumpster. And you know you did. And then this is what we could sit and play, and you're entitled to continue to play this out. But you're entitled to that. You're entitled to play this out. But it's time for you to be straight, and it's time for you to come forward and say what happened. Same thing. I mean, it's time. You made a terrible mistake, whether she pushed you into it, whether she cornered you, whether she verbally, physically, whatever. But you made a bad mistake, and there's no real correcting that mistake, but there is a getting right with it. And you know, you could do the same thing as some people do. You could say, look, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not going to give you peace in here. It's not going to give you the peace. You just got to be straight and tell me what happened. Like, why? I know it was something that just, you seem like a pretty calm guy. Something just pushed you over the edge, like beyond over the edge. And I think I know, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to hear it from me. I want to hear it from you. She told you she knew, didn't she?
She told me she knew what?
Well, see, I don't want to put the words in your mouth. I want you.
What do you mean she told me she knew?
I think she told you she knew something, and she threatened you or cornered you with it, and then things went bad from there.
My wife?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing games. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well then maybe I'm wrong. You tell me what happened. Just be straight with me.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, with people, I'm not saying that it applies to me, but, you know, with people...
Hypothetically.
People that, you know, are in situations where they've, you know, murdered or whatnot, is there a possibility of, like, you know, they can get out? What are those circumstances?
And make sure, listen to me clearly, because I want to make sure that you understand this. There is always a possibility. You understand that I have absolutely nothing to do with that at this point. I can tell you that cooperation and that honesty go a long ways towards that. I can tell you that depending on, let's say hypothetically, that I had somebody in here this morning, not you, and I talked to them and they found themselves in a bad position and something happened and they fucked up and they killed their wife. And they tell me, I've got nothing to say. And we go ahead and we charge them. And we go ahead and we collect the evidence and we prove the phones, we prove the cleanup in the house, the blood, we prove this, we prove that, and it goes to trial. There's no remorse, there was no honesty, there was no remorse. Jury does whatever they do and they find, they convict the person. On the other hand, you've got somebody hypothetically that would come in here that would tell you, I can tell you how, you're ready to let it go. Just let it go. What happened? Cassandra, what happened? How come? Where did it happen?
My life is done.
Where did it happen? Was it in the apartment? Here. This is just water. Just let it go. Let it out while you're doing it. Just let it go.
Why are you doing this?
Because we've got to get it out. We came this far. We got to get it out. Look, man, I'm telling you, when I sat here and I told you that you're not a killer, I sat here and I told you that I can look at you and I can see that remorse. You're fucking crying. You're breaking down, man. You're sorry this happened. Tell me what happened. Let me put it down. Let me get it on the record. What happened? You didn't plan this out. Was it in the apartment?
I'm gonna get raped in prison.
Don't even think about that. Let's think about getting this stuff right. Where did it happen? Sanders, let's work through this. Let's get it out. What was it over? It was over her father, wasn't it? What was it over? Was it over? Was it your child? Was it over her screwing around? Was it over? No spin, just straight up. When I walk out of here today and when I'm typing this up, I want to be able to say that although there was some initial confusion and there was some initial misinformation, that when confronted, you did the right thing, you said what happened, and we went forward from there. Even though I can guarantee you absolutely nothing, and I'm not the one to make any bargains or deals with, I can tell you that if you're honest with me, I'll go to the prosecutor and I'll make sure that they know that, just like I've done that hundreds of times in the past. let's start out with the small part. Where did it happen? We just need to know, because that's where we're going to have to work it. Was it in the apartment? Or in the car?
Just give me a moment, please.
Okay. But I only want the truth. At this point, I'd rather... I don't want you to be dishonest with me. No lies, no half-truths.
Have a moment, about 2 minutes, please.
But I'm going to sit right here with you. Are you going to be straight with me? See, but this, Cassandra, this is, you're getting ready to make the mistake that other people have made. The problem with you taking a moment is you're in that preservation mode, and you're trying to figure out how to put the best spin on it. And what happens is when you do that, you don't come off sincere, you don't come off honest. And that's all I want. I want the honest truth. I want the straight truth of what happened. I don't want you to try to make things fit together. I don't want you to try to give me a story about some woman coming into your bedroom at 4 o'clock this morning. I just want you to be honest with me. And if you think too hard, you're going to talk yourself into telling another lie. And that's not where we're at now. You just got to tell me how this past week spiraled out of control. What's the most serious thing you've been in trouble for?
Tickets.
How old are you?
Only 22.
What happened? Work the house, I'm sorry, work the apartment or work the car? At least give me that.
I'll tell you the truth.
That's all I want from you. That's all I wanted from you since we got here. Obviously, you know that, I think you even knew the guys were watching you in the alley. You were just hoping they didn't see everything. Did you think they were out there? Tell me what happened.
Just seeing anyone in the alley.
But you were looking in the one truck.
What?
You were shining the flashlight in the one truck or something. What happened? Take a deep breath and just let it go. something that I don't know what the hell that is. I understand that you had, oh, I see. Okay. Sure you don't want anything else?
I guess some more cookies and a drink.
Okay. Are these done? Well, you still got some, you got one bag of cookies there. You want another soda? All right. You so prefer diet or regular?
What happens next?
I'll tell you, let me grab my soda, or let me grab your soda, and I'll give you a rundown of where we're at and what the next step is. You want soda, you want ginger ale, you want...
I guess ginger ale.
Cassandra, the forensics woman is here. She's going to snap your photograph. She's going to do DNA swabs on the inside of your mouth. She's going to swab your fingers. She's going to give you a blue, like, plastic suit to put on. You're going to have to take off all those clothes and put them in a paper bag. And then we'll go forward from that. And this drip, try not to get dripped on. It's very annoying.
Oh, okay.
This is Investigator Stacy.
Hello.
She's going to take care of you.
Hey.
Need anything else for now, or are you still okay?
Still okay, thank you.
All right. Okay. I'll be back with you shortly.
Okay. Do me a favor and stand up for me carefully. Don't trip on your shackle there. Okay, I'm just going to take some overall photos of you. See if you can step out here. Let me move your chair for you. Oh, it's turned down too. All right. Just turn towards me, please, as best you can. Then turn around and face the wall for me. Oh, no, keep stay over that way. Face the wall. Okay, turn back and face me again. And then hold your hands out for me. Put them down a little bit. Open. It's not going to hurt. Just rub it on the inside of your cheek. And then time, please? Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put bags out. Mark, is it you?
No.
In here? Who's you? Okay. I'm going to take his clothes, but I need his shackle undone so he can take his clothes off. I'm going to put bags out here, and I want you to put each item of clothing in a different bag, okay? So your jacket, your pants, your shoes, okay? Anything you have, and then you can put this on so that you have something to wear and you won't get cold in here. I don't know how much what you're wearing. If you have underwear on, those can stay on, okay? I don't know how many bags you need, but there's 5. So one item of clothing in each bag, all right?
That's enough, sir. system.
Got a new car. So you have that fob. So I took it off of my regular keys. I took it off. Splashed up in my face. I hope that's water.
Yeah. Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.